Blog Talk Radio.
La, 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 la.
Who you gonna trust? Yeah.
Oh.
You can trust me. I'm out with the guys. Every time I speak to you, you got something to say. According to you, I must be crushing all day. All I'm asking you for is to be more trusting. I'm out of town all the time and don't accuse you of nothing. Picture me creeping with a chick on tour. When you love my sons as if they was yours. I know at times you feel alone cause I'm not home. That's why every few hours I pick up the phone to reassure you my love is more than a thing. I adore you, my wife, my Colombian queen. I promise to never stray. I'm honored every day to have a woman like you in the life of Jose. Hey.
To raise my baby boy when I'm gone and touring, making dollars, assuming that you know that I love you, but regardless, I'm feeling the time I showed you, bless you with this ring, now that's something to hold you, down to it, come back, me and my lady got history, she's worth and deserves more than this cold world has given me to share with her word, and I don't care about nothing else except my girl, not myself, no one else, just my girl, you bring life to my world. You give me strength to go on and face life, even when it seems all hope gone. Label my wife, but you truly exceed the title. You're my future, my happiness, my heart, my idol. I promise, girl, that.
This is Block Talk?
Yeah, it's Block Talk.
How you doing? This is Four Kings Productions. I'm Jim Sue's representative. You guys want to...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Here's Jim Sue right now. Oh, yeah. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yo, yo.
Jim Sue, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, man? I'm chilling. What's good?
How's it going, man?
Everything good. Just working.
All right, so man, what's been going on with you, man? If you can do me a favor, Jensu, if you can introduce yourself to the listeners and let them know who you are for those who are not familiar with you.
No doubt. All right. Yo, what's poppin'? It's the kid, Young Jensu, straight out of Rhode Island, but I've been living in New York for about 4 years now. I'm with a team called Four Kings Productions. You already know what it is. Grinding, working hard. Dropped the EP in November 18th of last year. Just working on my current album right now from the ground up. And we getting it in, basically.
So how did you actually get started, Jensu? How did you get to this point to where you are now? Where did it all start from?
Well, actually, I've been rapping since the age of 6. But I'm originally from Rhode Island, like I said, so I was doing like a lot of local shows when I was 8 years old. That's when I first started performing. I was doing a lot of local shows in Rhode Island. But as I got older, I actually met this company, which is the company I'm with now, Four Kings Productions, when I was 12 years old. Did an Unsigned Hype. They was having an Unsigned Hype tour, performed, did an audition. They liked me, did a couple shows with them, got signed to them, and I've just been working with them ever since, going hard with the music, you know, mastering my craft with the writing. I don't just write rap, I write R&B, pop, rock, whatever. So I've just been getting it in. And I'm only 16, so, you know, I got a lot to accomplish in my life still.
Right, still a baby, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Jensen, man, you're not legal to do nothing yet, man. I don't even think to drive yet at 16. But who was some of your influences, man?
My musical influences?
Yeah, your musical influences.
I would have to say the main one. I mean, I had a couple. You know, I really look. I like Pac, I like Big. But the main one I really had to say would be Jay-Z. You know, because I like the way how he kept it consistent with his albums. You know, every album I saw was better than the last album. You know, and he did it. He was talking about his struggle, what he was around growing up. You know, and he was talking about stuff people could relate to. So I really look up to that person right there. It's my own.
This album you got coming out, you're working on this album. What is it? How does it come? How's it coming, man? When you look forward to releasing it?
Actually, we don't have a date that I'm releasing it, but so far so good. I mean, I talk about a lot of different things on this album, though. You know, we don't have the album all like done right now. We're still working on it, but the song so far, you know, I got a lot of ill concepts. I actually got a song out that's on my MySpace. It's called Aim. And that song is about AIM, it's the message and all that, you know what I'm saying, just connecting with the fans and how it is when I'm on AIM, how it is when anybody's on AIM. I got another song, it's called Can't Get You Off My Mind. That's actually like a little snippet of that song, this little reality show I'm doing with this website called powerplay.com. And, you know, it's just like a lot of different concepts, you know, on a cockiness, not cockiness, but confident, you know. I got a record called You See Me. Basically self-explanatory, like, you see me, you already know what it is, you know what I'm saying, I'm grinding, I'm working hard, and I'm doing my thing, you know, so I'm just working still, a lot of things in the woodworks, you know, a lot of different aspects of, you know, songs are going to be going on, so it's good, though, it's good.
What makes your music different from what we're already hearing today?
You know what, I feel like I really have something to talk about. Like, you know, and I could relate to what people are going through in life because I got a story, you know, like a lot of people don't know that, you know, my mom, she left me when I was 8 years old, you know, she was addicted to drugs, and my father was involved with the streets, you know, and what comes along with the streets, the drugs, the violence. So, you know, I talk about all of that, and I'm not ashamed to talk about none of that, you know. I let the past be the past, but let people know that even though what you go through in the past, you can still have a better future, you know what I'm saying? You could look forward to the future and stay positive, keep good people around you, and just, you know, believe in yourself, and you can make your dream come true. You know what I'm saying? So I talk about all that. I talk about letting people know life as a rap star, you know what I'm saying, that you think you're going to be rich so, you know what I'm saying, so fast, but you really got to work. You got to keep grinding. You got to get your buzz up. You know what I'm saying? You got to do a lot of things just to become a rapper and not come an overnight celebrity so fast, you know?
Right. Speaking of that, on that level, how do you feel about where you are in your career? How do you feel about what you have accomplished?
You know what? Honestly, I feel very, very, very good because I'm so young, and I feel like, you know, I accomplished a lot with the industry, but I feel like I still have a lot of work to do. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that I'm already young, that's why it's a good feeling, because I already know what I'm capable of, and I already know what the future holds for me, and I know it's going to be good. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I look forward to where I'm happy where I'm at now. But I know I got a lot of work to do, and I'm looking forward to doing work, though.
You've finally performed several places. Do you have a favorite in particular that you performed at so far?
Are we talking about a state?
out of state, overseas, man?
Let me see. See, I haven't been overseas yet. I plan on going overseas. Yeah.
You got to go over there, man. I'm sure they allow young gents over there, man. So you got to go over there.
Oh yeah.
Man.
Oh yeah. Of course. Big shout out to all my fans. I actually got some fans in the United Kingdom, and London, and over there, and Australia, and stuff like that. But I think the place where I had the most fun at was L.A. L.A. showed New York showed me a lot of love. Yeah. Atlanta showed me a lot of love. I'd have been a lot of different states, but I had a good time in L.A. because, you know, it was brand new. You know what I'm saying? It was just fresh, and they showed your boy love, you know. So, big shout out to L.A. It was cool.
You're gonna go far, hopefully, you know, based on it, me and your material, you know, I think you're gonna go pretty far, you know.
Yeah.
But who would you like to work with in this business? And as your time goes, who would you look forward to working with? Who would you like to collaborate on a song with, or write a song for, produce a song for?
You know what? I would really like to collaborate with Kanye West.
Kanye West. Okay.
Yeah, I say Kanye West because what he talks about, as I said, like what he talks about is real. Like everything he talks about is stuff he's going through now, what he's been through in the past, and what people are going through in life. So I think if me and him get on a song and we just talk about the real things, like, it's just gonna be a banger. You know what I'm saying? And Jay, of course, that's my big homie. So him, of course, that's like the main two. Everybody else would say, you know, I want to work with Wayne. Not saying Wayne is, you know, washed up or anything, because I would like to work with him. But that's my two big homies right there, Kanye and Jay.
When you're out there on stage and you're performing in front of, you know, PLC, a pretty good audience, what type of message would you like them to get out your performance when they go home? What type of message would you like to give to them?
Basically, full energy, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a very energetic kid. I want them to know, like, when I get up there, which is what I let them know anyways, like, when I get up there, like, it's not a game. Like, I transform, you know, like, I'm a different person. You might see me all calm and stuff, but when I get up there, like, I just transform. I have a good time. But when I have a good time, I want to still let people know, like, this is my job, and y'all can't take this from me. So for those haters that saying, you know, Jinsu is whack, I'm showing y'all, like, nah, this is what I do, whether you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, music is a passion to me, and I'm showing the world that, you know, God gave me this gift, and I'm just shedding it to the world, letting them know that I do this, and nobody's going to take it from me.
Mm-hmm. 5 years from today, where would you like to see your career?
5 years from today. Of course, I just want to be successful, in the words of my man Drake and Trey Songz. I definitely want to be successful, and I know I'm going to be successful. I want to branch off to a lot of different things. Of course, I'm going to be still doing the rapping, but I want to do the acting side. I want to model, you know, get into the directing side. Like, I just want to branch off to a lot of different things. I don't want to just be doing the rapping thing, because you got to always have something to fall back on, you know. Knowing that I'm in high school and, you know, I'm about to be out, so I got one more year. I'm in homeschool. I have plans on going to college, whether it's physically or it's college courses on a computer, because I want to study to be a mortician. A lot of people get bugged out by that, but, you know, it is what it is. Yeah.
It's a pretty different world. I'm way out of the area compared to entertainment and a mortician. Wow. That's different. That's different.
Yeah.
But scary job, you know. But just so, man, not saying you retiring, but at least 20 years from now, when you're pretty big and someone say, who's Young Jinsu, what do you want to be remembered as? What do you want people to know you as when you get that particular time in your career? When you got some time under your belt, as I say, what do you want people to know you as? When somebody says, who's Young Jinsu?
I definitely want people to, like, remember me as, you know, that kid that gave it his all, you know, that kid that kept it consistent with his songs, that kid that every time he stepped in the booth and every song he recorded, he went in and he did it for himself, and not just for himself and his family, for his fans and the people who made him who he is. That's what I want people to remember me as. Hello?
Hey, pal. What's going on?
Hello? Hello? Yeah, this is Four Kings Productions. Can anyone hear me?
Hello? Hello? What's going on with this computer, man? Something's going on. It ain't right. What's going on with this?
If you feel me, then say whoa, oh.
Man, I want you to give your shout outs and everything, man, because I apologize for my technical issues. It's not on my end, it's the technical department, but we're handling it. But give your shout outs, man.
All right, I got you. I want to give a big shout out to the whole Rhode Island. You already know what it is. Big shout out to New York, the whole Far Rockaway, the whole New York, put it that way. Big shout out to my whole team, 4 Kings Productions, my man Sion, John Biggs, the list goes on. Big shout out to my dad, Big Jose, and the rest of the family in Rhode Island, the PA, to PR, because we stars. Holla at your boy, man. You already know what it is.
All right, gents, so tell them where they can find out more information about you, your MySpace, your Twitter, your Facebook, your i5. Get them your sites, man.
I got you. You can catch me on the website, youngjinsu.net, MySpace, myspace.com/youngjinsu, YOUNGJINSU. Follow me on Twitter, youngjinsu4k. Also, you can hit me on a live chat and see me on youngjinsu4k live chat. And that's basically it, man. My Facebook, youngjinsu4k. You already know what it is, man. How about your boy?
Young Jinsu, man, I appreciate you, man. It's a
problem. No problem.
Technical issues, man. You know you're more than welcome to come back.
No problem.
Make sure you have your people to send the music over here, man, so I can spin it for you. Once again, man, appreciate you. Come back by any time, man. Let's be your last visit, man.
No doubt, man. Stay up, all right?
You too, man.
All right, man. Good looking.
Be your protection. Kinda hard job, but I do it to perfection.